What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Yes.
So, we fucked up.
Yep.
Again.
I feel like it's welcome to I'm Alex Toy, I'm Alan Moss. It's time to get horny. We fucked up. Is now our
that's our opening.
We fucked up.
We should just drop the time to get horny and just change it to we're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're horny. We fucked up. We're sorry.
We did it again.
The boys are back in town.
To quote the prophet Spears. Oops. We did it again.
Oh, thank God we're not professionals.
Oh, God, if we were professionals, if we had sponsors on this podcast...
This would be embarrassing.
Hey, who wants to hear about some MeUndies and Squarespace? Great, neither of them are ever going to sponsor this podcast now. But, like, just... If we were ever to, like, become serious about this fucking podcast,
Okay, like, I think we are serious on this podcast.
We are.
But we seriously have lives that interfere with it a lot.
We have very weird lives. You know, we work not normal jobs.
It's true.
But
you don't care, do you?
Yeah, no.
You just want this content.
You just want that content.
You just want to create that content.
You're going to fucking get that content.
You're going to get so much fucking
content. There's going to be so much content. We're creating so much content. When we're on The Bachelorette, our job is going to
be
content
creators.
Are we going to be
on The Bachelorette, or are we going to be co-bachelors as content creators?
Well, we have to be on The Bachelorette first. That's just the rules.
Oh, no, you're, that's fair. Yeah. And then America has to fall in love with us.
America has to fall in love with us.
At the same time.
And then they think, wow, these two are so great. Let's put them on BIP. And then we'll be on BIP.
We have to let them know we're a package deal.
And we're going to be... We're going to be the only two contestants on BIP who wear shirts.
but classy Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, no, we're going to look good.
Good.
We're going to wear Hawaiian shirts.
Every day.
Yeah. And everyone's going to be like, you know, they're not shirtless like everyone else, but damn if those Hawaiian shirts aren't flying.
Wow.
But
those colors are just, they're just popping.
Those colors pop. They look good.
You know what? You know what's frustrating?
Tell me.
You can buy like a nice, really good Hawaiian shirt anytime.
Yeah.
A Tommy Bahama shirt is like $60.
More than that. It's like $80.
Really?
They're expensive as heck.
I don't want... I want one to be like, yeah, look at me in my swagged out Hawaiian shirt. But also, I don't want to spend $80.
Hawaiian shirts are expensive.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I think it's the people know.
Yeah.
They get it.
And like, don't get me wrong.
It's a specific cultivated style.
I own a couple Hawaiian shirts. I did not pay $80 for them. Like, I had to go to, like, discount Hawaiian shirt warehouse.
Yeah.
And that's where I get my Hawaiian shirts from.
Like a goddamn adult.
Like a goddamn adult. You know, you're like, what kind of life do I have where I go to the big and tall store to buy Hawaiian shirts?
I've done that, and it's liberating.
But it's so great. Like, look, we could talk about the big and tall store all goddamn day. Because I have a whole stand-up set about how wonderful the big and tall store is. If you ever want to hear it, come check me out on my stand-up sets that I do sometimes.
But this is Bros
Before
Rose.
But this isn't my stand-up. This is Bros Before Rose. This is a podcast about Bachelor. It's a podcast about love.
And togetherness.
And togetherness.
And happiness.
And horniness.
And horniness.
And oh my God, so much horniness. Oh God.
Oh wow, yeah, let me tell you. Okay. So you know we've been like even like dancing with it, you know.
It's been like a
waltz, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's gonna be like a tango where it's horny.
Because it takes two to tango.
It takes two to tango, and let me tell you, there's a lot of women that calling this tangoing with.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Holy crap.
Let's get into this episode because we got to do a lot of record. We got like a lot of content to create today.
So much content.
So hold on. Let's just click over to that Vulture recap that I use instead of taking notes these days.
Hey, they're good.
They're good. They're good. They have some good.
They help us recap what we need.
All right, I'm just gonna crack open the funny juice real quick. Just need some of that funny.
We are drinking Trader Joe's brand whiskey.
Kentucky bourbon.
Kentucky
baby.
Bourbon. Just kidding. Let me give
him. You want a little nip?
No, it's a little kip.
Little nip.
Not a kip. Kip is eating.
Little hit of the funny juice.
Hit of the funny juice. Sláinte.
Kanpai. I believe it was Patton Oswalt who once said the phrase "refill the flagon of chuckles."
I want to tell you this isn't horrible.
It's not bad.
I'm surprised at how much I didn't hate that.
No, it's good. It's actually a pretty decent whiskey.
Well done, Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's makes a good whiskey.
I think they
should
be our sponsor.
I mean, I do work at Trader Joe's.
I know,
so
that's what I'm saying, dude.
I bought our recording equipment with money I make working at Trader Joe's.
Dude, they are... I think we need to call corporate.
Let's not.
hello? Is this corporate?
They don't want to talk to
they
me.
They don't want to talk to me.
No. But let's talk about... Like, can we talk about The Fucking Bachelor?
Yeah, we can talk about The Bachelor.
We talk about The Fucking Bachelor. Last week, we were in Singapore.
Yes.
And Singapore has lights, and it has buildings.
And it's got that wheel.
But we're going somewhere else now.
Yeah.
Singapore's
it's
over.
Someplace, like, really far away. Like, other side of the world. Like, this place isn't near Singapore at all.
Singapore is over.
It's done.
It's done.
It's so last week. No one needs it.
So where are we heading now? We're going somewhere...
Real
close. We're going somewhere exotic. We're going somewhere different. We're going somewhere...
Oh, yeah.
We're going somewhere that...
Urban, right?
Well, we're going somewhere that... Let's be honest. I think The Bachelor goes to all every season.
Yeah.
We're going to Thailand.
Can you believe it? We were just talking about Thailand the other day.
Yeah.
Feels like, right?
Feels like it. We were just talking about
like
the
Garrett and Becca
in Thailand. They were just in Thailand. Like,
they were literally just in Thailand.
Like, does The Bachelor, like, have a connection with Thailand? Like,
they must have some
like Chris Harrison is best buds with like the Thai ambassador or something.
That'd be
like
so cool. Oh, what if he's our peace ambassador in reality?
Chris Harrison?
He's what's keeping the bridge between Thailand and America together.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what a fucking...
That's what this is, to keep world peace. Because that's what this is.
That's what this is.
The Bachelor
Chris
is...
Chris Harrison is the light at the end of the tunnel.
But let's be honest, look, you take 30 women and...
That's why you don't see him a lot in this episode, because he's out doing diplomatic duties.
You take 30 women or 30 men, you go to Thailand with them, and you make them all compete for the same love. That's world peace, baby.
That's world peace, baby. Oh, we're fucking solving everything.
We're solving problems,
dude,
on The Bachelor.
This podcast is so important.
People say, you know, The Bachelor doesn't have a big enough outreach. I challenge that.
You guys need to check yourself.
The Bachelor is an international reality show that really is... It's about love. And about...
Togetherness.
And horniness. Which, I mean, like, I think it's something that we can all...
Those are
all
the three
agree.
Pillars of our community.
Do you remember a long, long, long time ago, there was a podcast called Toying Around?
I've heard of it.
You were on an episode, as I recall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we talked about the structure of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
About how the pillars of the Illuminati were government, entertainment, and science.
Yes.
And it was represented by, I believe, Abe Lincoln, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and Barney the Dinosaur. That's what the Bachelor has.
Oh,
a similar
shit,
three pillars.
Dude.
Love, togetherness, and horniness. But they're all represented by one man, and that's Christopher Brian Harrison.
Oh my god, we need to make a triangle with him at the top of it, and then, like, those are the pillars, like, going up to him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, why have we not done this? Jesus Christ.
Man,
that's some content we need to create.
That funny juice is really working.
Yeah, oh my god.
Man.
Give me one sip of that, and it's boom, let's burn it.
Let's get funny.
Let's get funny.
Woo! So, Thailand. We're in Thailand. Now, let's open with what's important. So, we're gonna do... Is this... The point in the episode... Is this the point in the season? This is the halfway point now.
Yes.
We've got...
A little bit, but we've been
pretty Harrison light this episode. Not a lot of Harrison.
We've been Harrison light for, like, a little while.
Okay, but we can't talk about the next 2 weeks yet.
No, even the week before, there wasn't, like, too much Harrison.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of Harrison this season.
I'm telling you, he's on his diplomatic mission, keeping the tethers of our world together.
But let's... So, we open this week with a one-on-one date.
Yes,
which is all, we're getting a little different now. The women, we're whittling them down. You know? We're having more one-on-ones than group dates now. It's so
right. That's what I'm saying. They'll even note this in the show. They always do.
Yeah.
Said, oh no. There's less time. It's going to be more one-on-ones and less group dates. You don't really make them count. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the first one-on-one date
with our favorite. Never been kissed, Heather.
Please use her Christian name. Please use her Christian name.
I did say never been kissed. I just didn't.
Yeah, I know. Never been kissed, Heather. She gets the first one-on-one date. And it's the first one-on-one date in Thailand.
Good for her.
And it's going to be like a boat date.
Boat day.
You know how we have the fuck boat?
Like, the fuck boat, yeah.
And God, you know, I was, they're on the fuck boat, and I was really hoping Action was going to show up again.
Oh my God, I remember Action.
You remember, like, Action?
You went with the conch shells.
With the conch, yeah.
He's just making all the conch
shells. Get that conch, baby. But, you know, we're not doing that right now. No. Action doesn't show up, unfortunately. Colton was on that date, wasn't he?
Was.
Yeah.
He was the one with Action.
Colton was on that date.
Yo, respect Action. We miss you, dog.
But Colton and Heather go out to a floating city.
I think it's like the floating city.
I feel like there has to be more than one. Yeah. But like this is the big one.
I think it's like the one that, like, oh, this is the touristy one that, like,
I think I saw it on the Jack Whitehall show, Travels with My Father, which if you haven't seen it on Netflix, it's one of the best shows
I've heard.
Written.
It's awesome.
It's so good.
Isn't it like him traveling around with his dad is kind of a curmudgeon?
Yeah, it's Jack Whitehall who's a British comedian, and he goes on like a traditional like gap year trip, but he brings his like 75-year-old father who hates everything.
That's awesome.
Including him.
I do want to watch that.
It's very funny.
I do want to watch that.
But they're in this floating city and they do sort of just the classic, let's walk around taking the local culture kind of thing.
Yeah, one of those
things. Which, to be honest, in a foreign country, I get it.
I kind of like it. But like, I mean, I know we've talked about this before.
We've talked about the walk-arounds. But
not even just the walk-arounds, about how people are like, oh, you're taking advantage of a culture. No, it's what you would do.
Yeah.
If you were there and never been there, and it's like, hey, there's this place called the Floating City. Let's go and watch, like, walk around and experience, like, what this part of Thailand is like.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do that. I want to do this.
And we talked about this during Becca's season. The problem is that it's televised.
Walking around dates are the worst.
Yeah. If it wasn't televised, it would be a very nice date.
Exactly, like the reality of the date is awesome. The reality show aspect of the date
kind of boring,
dumb.
I feel like we talked about this a lot actually during Ari's season, where there's a lot of dates that are a lot of fun to be on, but as a viewer,
like, wow, not that I'd like to watch anything else.
I'd like to watch anything else than just people like go on a fucking walking tour, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be honest, I don't want to go on a walking tour.
Even the group dates where it's everyone walking around, he's like trying to do different things. So and you're like, how are they gonna do this? Look at these dynamics. That's even a little bit more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is. But here's where we get a little bit of fun here, because we know, Never Been Kissed. Heather
has never been kissed.
Has never been kissed.
Right.
And this is a one-on-one date.
So
this is kind of. This is kind of like a dream scenario for Never Been Kissed.
If you've never been kissed, this is the time to get kissed.
If you're going to get kissed,
you get smooched.
Now's the goddamn time.
You're going to get smooched.
Now's the goddamn time to get kissed.
You better just pucker up.
Yeah, you want to plant your face on someone's face?
Yeah, you want to smush faces?
If you don't kiss on a one-on-one date, you're going home.
Absolutely.
Like, that's them's the breaks.
Even if you're the Never Been Kissed, you're going home.
Yeah, you're going home. Like, I want to say the pressure is on, but I really think the pressure wasn't on Heather, it was on Colton on this date. It was like, like, kiss her.
Kiss her.
That was the whole theme of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
Yeah. Just kiss her.
Kiss her.
I remember being like, but that was really what happened. I'm watching it and I'm just like, just fucking kiss her.
Kiss her.
Just like, get it over with.
Because the thing, because like, okay, like.
This isn't romantic to me. Just kiss her.
It's like, it's the thing with like, when you're 22, 23.
Yeah.
And like, and I know Heather has like kind of rebuked these claims already, but it's like. It's like you're waiting for that, like, special moment. Stop doing that.
Yeah, like...
Stop doing that.
Okay, look. But here's the thing I'm gonna... Look, I'm trying to be accepting of every person here.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have a hot take weeks later.
Yeah. Give us that lukewarm take.
I'm gonna give you this lukewarm take. You're 23. You should have kissed someone.
I...
Tell us
yeah.
No. No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
There shouldn't be... Look, I get it. You don't have sex. That's fine.
That's allowed.
It's allowed. But you know what? You can't be like, I have all this moral fortitude because I didn't smooch someone. You see, you didn't just go and just kiss someone?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think this is ridiculous. Because this is like, look, Heather is a good contestant. She's fine.
Yeah.
I have nothing against her.
And she's kind of a pot stirrer, but other than
right,
that.
But like, but this is her dumb job title and I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun. Like it's never been kissed. I think it's ridiculous. Like, I've been thinking this whole time.
No, you're right. It's a silly thing.
It's
because
dumb.
I always think about how, like, yo, like, first kisses, never good.
Never good.
Never good. Because you're usually like...
We're going to talk about that part.
We're going to talk about that. A little bit. We're going to talk about that in a second.
In a second.
But I'm just saying, remember we talked about the summer camp date?
Yes.
That's like your first kiss, you're like 14, 15 years old. You use too much teeth. Like, it's weird. Your tongue, your tongue comes too far out of your mouth.
And you kind of cover your lips too much.
You, like, it's not the, it's not, it's, you know the scene in Hitch? You come 90, I come 10?
Yeah.
It's that, but worse.
When you come 90, I come 10!
Yeah, it's that, but, it's that scene where Will Smith and the guy, they have
Kevin James.
That was Kevin James?
Yeah.
Hachimachi.
I was about to say, how did you not know that?
I haven't seen Hitch, that's a lie, I watched Hitch on Valentine's Day. I watch Hitch every Valentine's Day.
It was Kevin James, dude.
It was Kevin James. Of course it was. See, in my head, I knew it was Kevin James, but in my heart, I wanted it to be Jason Alexander.
It would have been amazing to be Jason Alexander. Oh, my God. But he's not redeemable.
No.
That's the problem. Like, there's no way that you're like, you're just like, fuck that schmuck.
No, because Jason Alexander, as we all know, is the star of the live-action Fairly Odd Parents movies, where he played Cosmo.
Oh, my God. But for real, like Kevin James, at least he's like kind of cute.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
He's redeemable.
Yeah, he's got like a redeemable factor to him. Kevin James.
I've watched him be George.
Jason Alexander, he basically killed his fiance in Seinfeld. Like, let's be real. I love him though. George Costanza.
Oh no. Jason Alexander is a phenomenal comedian outside of George Costanza. But even
just George Costanza, believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out, or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home. I'm sorry I sang the whole thing. But I have a deep personal love for George Costanza.
I
talk a lot about... Because you know how people like compare themselves to TV characters all the time? And I frequently say, describing myself, you want to believe that you're a Ron Swanson... But the reality is that you're George Costanza. And I think that's just something that more men have to deal with.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think that's something we all have to face.
I've accepted more and more that I'm a George Costanza.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with being a George Costanza.
So if I may.
Yeah. Do you want to go back to talking about The Bachelor?
I do. But I'm loving this. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
I'm loving every minute of this.
We can have Costanza time later.
Costanza time. Okay. Well, I'm trying to like not think of a way to make puns about that. Let's keep doing this.
Daytime, they walk around the floating city of Thailand.
They have fun.
They have a great time. Nighttime, they have dinner.
The dinner they don't eat as per usual. Okay, here's also why I think this is bullshit. She had a boyfriend for like 8 months. And he didn't try to smooch.
If you had a boyfriend for 8 months.
You smooch.
And but here's the thing. If you had a boyfriend for 8 months and you never smooched, was he really your boyfriend?
That too.
Was he really your boyfriend?
Or was he the boy in like that like was like sat at the front of the class that you had a crush on?
Like
that like for 8 months you thought he was your boyfriend and you were telling everyone that he was your boyfriend and then he got really mad about
like,
it.
Like Heather, was this Facebook official? Was this in a relationship or was this it's complicated?
Yeah.
Because it's sounding to me like it's complicated. Yeah, it's complicated. Because like I said, 8 months, no smooch, not your boyfriend.
Yeah, you were able to hold out. Oh, I didn't want to kiss him for 8 months. Shut your mouth.
8 months? That's a whole. That's like basically a year.
I did this dude for 8 months, and I didn't think like.
And you never put your face on his face?
Right. That's face on his faith.
I meant to say face, but I stopped a little bit.
Welcome to Bros for Rose with a new Christian podcast.
This is a good, wholesome Christian podcast.
No more horniness. It's all gone.
No.
None of us kiss. No sex.
No kissing. No sex. This is Bros Before Christ.
You said that with so much regret. Bro, Christ. Okay, so after they do that, we still getting some talking heads of Heather, just like, oh, I just want to kiss them. I should kiss them. I think I'm going to kiss them. I don't know. Will I kiss them? Well, do it!
But here's the thing. Are we waiting for a moment? Goddamn right we are.
Absolutely. We're waiting for a moment. It has to be a fully orchestrated moment.
Oh, yeah. No, this was the producer. This was planned.
This is when... Don't you fucking kiss them, because we'll tell you when you're going to fucking kiss them.
Dinner's over.
Yeah.
They walk out to the beach together. Romantic. Beaches are always romantic.
At night. What?
Night
the
beach?
Moon?
Romantic.
The moon is out?
There's moon. There's the sounds of the ocean.
The sound of the ocean. It's just
which is
odd.
Just... Which, like, yo, the beach ain't the only thing getting wet here, am I? I'm just saying. Sorry, this is a wholesome Christian podcast. But the point is... We're not there yet.
No.
Because what's going to give us that?
I feel like we need one more.
What's going to give us that? Like, one little push.
One, like, thing to, like, give you, like, the edge. Just, like, push it over the edge. So, like, literally just, like, there's feelings exploding, you know?
Is it exploding with, like, colors?
Yeah, like all the colors of the rainbow.
Like the 4th of July.
Right. What could possibly...
What explodes with colors on the 4th of July?
What just blows up the moment?
Bombs?
No, not bombs. That would be too violent.
Okay.
I
feel like you gotta
those
work.
Little snapper things that you throw at people's feet.
Yeah, but bigger.
We gotta
work with something. We gotta work with fire.
Oh, yeah.
Something like fireworks?
That's it. Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Cue fireworks.
Fireworks. Boom, boom, boom. Brrr. You know the sounds that fireworks make?
Yeah.
That's what starts going up all over the beach. And, like, here's the thing. I am very confident that Chris Harrison was the one lighting these fireworks. Because you know he's in the background.
You know he's there running with a sparkler.
They're going to kiss now!
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit, that's so funny.
That's what Christopher wants.
They're gonna kiss now! I'm the matchmaker!
He's done it. Because what happens as these fireworks are going off? Boom. One face. Two faces. Two faces become one.
This is kissing ASMR. That's two faces in front of each
other. Two faces just smashing into each other. Because did that look like a great kiss?
No, I'm gonna call some bullshit on this. Because she kissed him fine.
It was a fine kiss.
It wasn't, because what I'm saying was, if that's your first kiss, it better be fucking awkward. I wanted an awkward goddamn kiss, and that was rehearsed.
That was, like, I want to see, remember the kiss at the top of the
pirate I remember, yes.
The with Caitlin?
I remember my first kiss, and it was bad, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But here's the thing, you only know your first kiss was bad looking back on it. Because your first kiss, that's the best you've ever done.
Right, but I'm watching this kiss.
Yeah, we're watching this kiss.
And I'm thinking, like, that should be more awkward. She should be worse at this.
Yeah.
I think she's full of shit.
I didn't think it was great. It was better than it should have been.
That's what I'm saying.
But it wasn't the best kiss.
Right, which is fine. But I'm calling some bullshit.
You're calling bullshit?
I think she smooched before.
All right. I'll
say it right now, Heather. Smooched.
But now we get a little fun, we get to digivolve into champions.
Yeah.
Where Heather never been kissed.
Literally, just
it changes to kissed. Heather has been kissed. Because this whole season, her job title on the show has been never been kissed.
Yeah.
And they changed it to has been kissed, which, like, damn, speedy change there, guys.
What I would love to see, like, some of the other digivolutions from past contestants.
I mean, the big one was Becca getting an age.
Becca
the Destroyer. Use her Christian name.
What about, like, the Tickle Monster? Like, what would he digivolve to?
X Tickle Monster.
Gray Tickle Monster.
Because, like, Greymon.
I got it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, okay.
What about, like, the Chicken?
The Chicken Man? Becomes the next Chicken Digimon.
That's true, yeah. I remember that Chicken.
You remember the Chicken Digimon.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
We don't need to go into it. Boom. What's happening now on The Bachelor?
Because there's some drama.
There's some drama. Because now it's time for Elise
to realize how The Bachelor works.
To realize how the show works.
So we kind of get a little, like, sneak peek, like, we talk about this all the time. The spiral.
Yeah.
She hits it hard.
Oh, she spirals. Because, Elise is the kind of contestant that I hate.
Now, not previously.
Yeah, so...
You can't, because we came off an episode where we were very, like, pro-Elise, and this was a very weird episode to see her just kind of take this turn.
Like, I always take issue with contestants on this show who don't understand how the show works.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm not saying we can't take issue with this action.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we have to acknowledge that right before this happens, we're very pro-Elise.
Yes.
And so I think I'm still pro-Elise altogether, but I think this was just weird.
Yeah, I agree.
How this whole thing went down was weird.
It was weird. So all of the women are, like, in the hotel doing their thing.
They're talking.
Kibitzing. Doing what they do. Meanwhile, Elise is, like, outside by herself, just staring off into the distance.
Right.
Like she's just, like, she just saw a ghost.
I can't handle that Colton is going on dates. I feel like, it's one of those things where, like, it's not, I don't think she doesn't know how the show works. It's, I think she had such a good date. Like, a date that they really feel like they connected well.
Yeah.
That it's tough to then continue forward with it. Like, I don't think she was ready for this.
It's tough having a very good early one-on-one date, I'd say. Because if you have an early one-on-one date and it goes well.
Yes.
I can see how it would be hard to continue from that point on. Because if you have this really good one-on-one date,
you feel so strong,
you should, like, I can see you thinking, all right, show over, he's marrying me.
Right.
But that's not how this works.
And now I have to watch him date these other beautiful women.
Yeah.
It's tough.
No, I can see how that's hard.
I will give her some...
This is something that we're going to have to deal with when we're on The Bachelorette.
I said package deal, so if she's... Look, she can't choose one of us, she has to choose both of us.
Okay, so do you remember the twins?
No.
Okay, so I don't know if they didn't.
And twins.
There were.
That's an old joke.
It is. On Ben Higgins' season, there were Emily and Haley Ferguson. They were twins, and they were like they weren't a package deal on his season. They kind of just made it every week. But on BIP, they were a package deal. Like if one of them got a rose, the other one was staying.
Really?
Yeah, because they were just a package deal.
It was their thing.
You know the Bachelor in Paradise theme song. You're almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. But they're showing like all those like 80s openings with all of like their names and stuff. The Emily and Haley, they didn't get their own names. It just said the twins.
Oh yeah, package deal.
They're a package deal. And I think we have a little more depth than they do.
Oh, we're not the twins. We have to think of a better name for us.
We're the bros.
We're the bro.
The bros.
We were back to back, like smiling.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You know.
You know.
You know. Back to Elise.
Back to Elise.
Elise puts on a dress.
So she's already in this dress.
Yeah, she's in this dress.
And so then the next date card comes.
Yep, it's a group date.
The group date card comes. And the group date card comes, and it reveals who's going to be our next one-on-one.
No,
but because who's left off...
Yeah, okay.
...is whom...
Is getting the next one-on-one date. So the group date is Demi, Kaylin, Hannah B., Sydney, Tayshia, Kirpa, Anika, Hannah G., Nicole, Elise. So Elise now knows, well, she's not getting another one-on-one. Yeah, but like, homie, that's how the show works. You get one, all right? Unless you're Lauren B. and you get four.
In a row! Sorry. Still mad.
Still mad. Kendall got none. Kendall had no one-on-one date. Like, Kendall deserves so much better.
Yeah. It's okay. All right. So
Kendall's with Joe now, and that's all. It's good. I'm really happy for them.
So
Cassie
is getting the next one-on-one.
Yeah,
and this just kind of like Elise is just like
this just breaks Elise.
So literally, they're all like congratulating Cassie, and she just gets the fuck up and leaves
in like a very flowy white dress, which I think Kaylin referred to as a power dress.
A power dress, but like a fucking... Dude, she looked like she was in a fucking wedding dress.
Yeah, it looked like a wedding dress.
So she walks out, and look, I'm not saying the dress wasn't beautiful.
It was nice.
It was a very nice dress.
It was nice.
But she walks out in this what's essentially a wedding dress and is going to go talk to Colton.
Yeah.
Because she just has to.
This is, can I call it a Jacqueline moment?
Yes.
Yeah. Because this is kind of, although we're going to have more Jacqueline moments.
We're going to have more Jacqueline moments, but you know what? I'm still, like, just befuddled by this, though.
I liked Jacqueline.
I like Jacqueline as well.
But let's talk about Elise.
Jackie Lynn.
All right. Let's talk about Elise, though.
Yeah, this...
Because we just need to get this fucking over with.
But this was fucking... No, this was fucking insane, dude. This was such a stunt.
This
was such a fucking stunt to get, like, either on Bip later or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, who... Okay, first of all, you know what you're wearing.
Yeah.
You know you're on camera. You know that you're wanting to do this thing. And the conversation is insane.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
It's fucking dumb.
So she goes in there and essentially she just goes, Colton, I know I won't be able to accept your proposal at the end of this, so I have to leave. That's the essential oils of this. That was a good joke.
That was good. That was good.
of this. So they break up.
But wait, I want to go to some of the specifics.
No. That's what I'm saying. That was the next part.
Okay.
But I wanted to go the essential, just like what this is going to be, is her going in there, breaking up, and now let's talk about what they say, because it's also just bonkers.
One of the things that stands out to me, and I remember this, is Elise says, I wish I could go to Chris Harrison and ask him to have all the one-on-one dates for the next year. Which,
right.
There's a lot of problems with that sentence. Number one, do you think Chris Harrison decides the one-on-one dates? Because he doesn't.
The Bachelor does.
Colton does.
Chris Harrison decides on a lot of things. This is one thing that he does not have autonomy over.
Second.
We should know.
Second, do you think this show goes on all year?
Because if it did, we'd be really happy about that.
Yeah.
You don't understand. We'd be able to create so much more content.
So much more content. We wouldn't have to go weeks off the air and try to watch Flavor of Love.
Yeah, like some fucking idiots.
But yeah.
Even though it's a great show.
It's a great show. Goldie Rallies. But let's... but yeah, no, like there's a, and like Elise, like she like, all right, there's a part of this that makes sense where she's like talking about how like she's had such limited time with Colton that if he were to propose to her, she couldn't like in good faith say yes because they've had such limited time together. That makes sense. Okay. You can have that one. But like, girl, you know how this show works, right? Like, have you watched this before? Have you seen this show before?
Have you seen this fucking show before?
Have you seen? Because I've been saying this before. Guys, this show isn't new.
No.
There are children in high school right now that are younger than this show.
Yes.
Like, this show's been around since 2002. Like, this show is the same age as Becca the Destroyer. Like...
Dude, you can't... Look, all I'm saying is... You can't come into this and then, like, A, it could be like, oh, I just don't like competing or I'm just insecure about this. Fuck you. You knew what this was
going to
be.
Yeah, like...
Don't use this as an excuse for why you're leaving. You're just like, look, if it's not for you, it's not for you, and that's okay.
Because the thing is, you could easily make the case
but
that...
But why the fuck? Because why the fuck are you doing this weird power move of wearing this wedding dress, vague wedding dress...
Yeah.
Breaking up with him, not like doing that, breaking up with him, and then like the way you're explaining it, it's just, I'm sorry, it's just such a frustrating moment.
Yeah.
From a contestant I really liked.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, especially since we're still pretty early in the show.
Yeah.
Like, we're at the halfway point, which, like, the way I see it, week five, we've said this before, week five is when people start to say, I'm falling in love with you.
Yes.
Week four is too early, Jean Blanc, but...
Fucking asshole.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Idiot. But, like, just... I don't know.
You gotta wait one more week to let know if you're in love with someone.
Like, I know. I just think about how, like... Really? Like, you're just gonna go home?
Really?
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 You're just gonna go home?
Really?
Like...
You're gonna do this.
You're gonna do this now?
But so here's what also just drove me crazy.
Tell me.
She goes in, she talks about this shit, she breaks up with him, and then she leaves, and then it's like, oh, I regret this decision, why am I doing this? I can't believe I'm doing this. Fuck you.
Go home.
Go home. Yeah, you got... Yeah.
Because you know what, too? You know what you've done? And I can't believe I'm saying this. You've upset Colton. How dare you?
Yeah, he, like, clearly he's a bit beside himself.
How dare you upset this boy?
He did not, he definitely wasn't expecting. These are always the ones that, like, you can see the Bachelor's clearly, or Bachelor's
clearly. Because, like, I can't, like, if you told 1 year ago, Alex, that I'd be saying these words, yo, I am rooting for Colton here, all right? Don't you dare hurt my boy.
Yeah, this was some shit.
Like, don't you hurt my boy.
Any Bachelor or Bachelorette that's put in this situation, that's genuine.
Yeah.
Just, they're just like, oh, I'm just drinking in my room. Oh, I'm getting broken up with.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. That's some shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, we lose Elise. Goodbye, Elise.
Bye, Elise. I guess
we're seeing you on BIP.
Maybe. I don't think Elise is BIP material.
I don't think she doesn't fit like the mold for BIP. But did Chelsea fit the mold for BIP?
No.
And she didn't do very well. She didn't do super great. But she lasted the whole time, basically.
Pretty close to it.
Didn't she?
She lasted a while. Not the whole time.
She lasted a while.
Like, yeah.
She smooched a lot of people, too.
Yeah. Like Venmo John.
Like Venmo John. And Leo.
And Leo.
Who sucks.
Leo sucks. We don't need to worry about him anymore.
No, he's done.
I'd like to see Venmo John come back.
Yo. Venmo John, if you can hear us.
Like, if we bring back people to the new season of BIP, which has been confirmed is coming back this summer.
Thank God.
We're going to cover it this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to fuck it up again.
We might.
If there were two people that need to come back to BIP, it's Venmo John and Jordan.
I want Jordan every season of BIP.
Yeah.
He is one of the most quintessential BIP.
Do you think... I'm fairly confident we're going to get Wells back as the Bachelor. Do you think they're going to bring back Yuki, too?
Will. No, Wells is... Wells. Not as the Bachelor. As the
bartender. The bartender.
They seem like they're just loving Yuki.
Yeah. Oh, did you see... This is just a total aside. Have you been watching The Matchler? Jimmy Kimmel's bit with Danielle
funny.
M?
Yes, very good.
Did you see the finale where he gets Danielle M to go on a date with Wills?
No!
Yeah.
How'd it go?
We didn't see the date. But basically, like, it came down to, like, the three guys she matched with on Tinder. And then Jimmy said, you can choose to go out with one of these guys, or you can go out with this fourth mystery contestant... from Batch Nation that I know that you have said before that you're interested in. And she's like, well, I'm going to go with him. And the door opens up and it's Wills.
Good
and I'm
Wills!
Like, Wills!
Aww. He's a sweet boy.
He's good. He deserves love.
He's a boring boy, but he's a good boy.
Wills deserves love and so does Danielle M. I do worry about the whole Wells thing with Danielle M. Like,
Jimmy Kimmel knew what he was doing.
Do you just have like a name type here?
Yeah.
But let's get back to Elise getting the fuck home. And let's check out this
group date.
She gone. Let's talk about this group date. Do you remember what the group date card said?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
Whatever the group date
But it was said. A fun having fun loving wilderness date. That's where we're
That's
at now.
That's this day.
That's
yes,
this
yes,
day.
Yes, 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 yes.
Do you remember...
When they go out... This is maybe one of the funniest things that happens in this date. I was like very pro Demi here in this date. And even Hannah B.
They made a team of like shitty people of Demi and Hannah B. Hannah Beast. Let's say
Hannah Beast,
which she makes the face. Again. She makes that face.
I hate Hannah Beast. I hate.
Like, why does this have to be your story, arc, Hannah B.?
Yeah, you're dumb. Okay. Anyway,
so.
They do this whole wilderness survival date, which we've seen before. It's always kind of a fun thing.
We've seen before. We saw it on Ari's season.
So,
Jacqueline had a very good tweet about it, actually. Wait, I'm going to try to find it right now while you talk about the date.
What was the thing that Jacqueline was about to do? She was about to drink pee.
Drink her own pee, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll talk about this date. So,
yeah, you talk about
I forget Colton's friend's name. I mean, Colton, I quite in quotes, I don't think they're actually friends.
Yeah.
So, he's like showing them survival stuff, like, proteins you can eat, ways to drink water, like ways to survive, stuff that, you know, we've done.
Yeah.
Stuff that when we were at camp, like, you know, wilderness survival stuff. Did you find it?
I found it. It was not what I remembered it being about, but it was basically saying, like, someone tweeted saying, so we're still doing the thing where Asian food and culture are weird challenges for blonde girls to prove their game to do anything for love. And Jacqueline responded saying, thankfully I was part of the progressive season where we drank our own pee to demonstrate commitment.
Lol, that's hysterical.
Oh, Jacqueline. I miss Jacqueline.
She's good. She's always good for like a solid like little like aside. Like
she's good for like a quick roast. Like
yeah,
I'm here for it.
Good for a quick roast.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they do that, and then they break them all off into teams.
Yep.
And
they do this weird thing where, like, there's three teams. One of them has Colton on it. Like,
that's always the fucking
I know, but thing. It just means, like, one of the, like, it just
one
seems...
of the teams, one of those women is going to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Or a couple.
Yeah.
And you know who was, smartly so, was Tayshia.
Tayshia.
I like Tayshia a lot.
I don't care for Tayshia.
Do you not care for her now, or at that point did you not care?
At that point, I felt nothing about her.
Exactly. So you don't bring your future feelings into this.
All right, sorry.
We're fucking professionals.
We're professionals here.
So anyway, Tayshia starts like pulling the side, and they just start smooching hard.
Yep.
Power move by Tayshia.
Like in the woods. Like the camera has to get like a quick angle on that.
Yeah.
To,
like power move by Tayshia. So everyone's like going in like trying to like gather protein and like water and stuff and show people how to do that. Meanwhile, like Demi and Hannah B, and I forget who else was with them. They're like,
a third one. Yeah. It was Hannah G.
It was Hannah G.
Demi and the Hannahs.
Oh my God, that's their fucking.
That's their band.
Goddamn band. Demi and the Hannahs.
Yep.
That's good. I like that.
Yep.
So anyway, Demi and the Hannahs. If we start a band, we're calling it Demi.
Demi and the Hannahs.
So they
have too many friends named Hannah that might take issue with that, but I don't care what they think.
Yeah, no, this isn't about them.
Sorry, numerous Hannahs.
I'm not.
It's fine. You don't have to be.
Good. Excuse me.
Talking about my friends named Hannah. Stop that. We're professionals.
Sorry. So they're just like, fuck this noise. We're going to go get real people food. And they go out and they literally get like burgers and fries and stuff.
And champagne.
And then they come back. I'm like, look, I get it. It wasn't the thing, but it's funny.
Because Demi was saying, it's like, he said we had to get food. He didn't say we had to get it out of the woods.
And I was like, I like it.
And I'm like, okay.
And this is funny. Like, I was like, you're going to be so great on BIP.
Yeah.
It was just shit like that you're like, Demi's going to be great on BIP.
She's going to be great on BIP. And it's going to be like, she's good, like, she reminds me a lot of Corinne.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
She reminds me a lot of Corinne.
I think it's a lot of her influence.
Yeah.
Of her character.
Yeah. Although Corinne apparently does not like Demi.
Really?
I follow Corinne on Instagram, and like she has pictures of like Demi that she like takes while she's watching The Bachelor, and she like she basically consistently comments saying, "I was not this bad, guys."
Wow.
Because she knows people are making this comparison. She's like, "I wasn't this bad, okay?"
No, she wasn't that bad. Corinne was hornier than Demi.
Corinne was hornier than Demi. Demi is pretty horny though.
No, but she is. But I'm saying is, at any point, Corinne was just like, "Yo, Nick, get that face over here so I can smush it,
yeah,
and so I can grind on you."
Yeah,
like, Corinne did that a lot. I'm not saying that was wrong. It definitely pushed her forward, but like, Demi didn't have as much chance to be horny.
Yeah,
so far as like Corinne,
and she had that like massage, like,
but she wasn't like.
She also didn't fully take her top off in a pool. That was fair,
right?
I forgot that Corinne did that
exactly
until just now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, as I'm saying, Corinne definitely was hornier.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, corn.
How we miss thee. How we can't process thee.
We didn't know how good we had it with her.
It's true. No. Looking back, I appreciated it.
Like, looking back, we don't know. We didn't know how good we had it.
It's true. So, I think that whole day kind of happens, and now it's evening portion. Boom.
Yeah.
And we're still...
Well, first off, just to end that... activity portion of the date, everyone is now mad at Demi and the Hannahs.
But, like, not super. They're just like, meh.
It's just like, really, guys? Come on.
Come on.
Do the thing.
Yeah, they're like, fuck you guys. But also, alright, give me a fry. Like,
yeah.
Even Colton was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, even Colton was like,
let me eat that burger.
I'd rather eat the burger than these grubs.
Yeah, like, I want the burger.
It's like, sorry, like, guys. Yeah. I would rather eat a burger. So now evening time.
Yes.
So, at this point, Anika, goes to Demi about...
Yeah, they're having a little conference.
Yeah, about some nonsense with Nicole, because apparently when Demi starts shit with people, they get sent home, like we saw with Courtney.
Yeah. So she's like trying to be like, all right, if I get Demi to get on about Nicole, then I can get her kicked off too, because you know Anika's just trying to like she's the puppet master. She's
yeah,
trying to kick everyone off the show.
So she goes to Demi and she's like saying like Nicole's just trying to win the show so she can get out of Miami, And even Demi's like, what?
What?
Stop
that. And she was like saying, well,
Elise told me this.
Right before she left.
Which is like, this is going to come up again, like people telling people rumors right before they leave.
Right.
And it's just fucking stupid.
It's insane.
So Demi does what Demi do.
Stir the pot.
That should be the premise.
Demi does what Demi do.
And she's like, you should go tell Colton about this.
You can see in her mind, her lines, oh yeah, I'm getting her kicked off the show.
Yeah. So Anika does.
Well, that. We'll do that.
Yeah, she will do that. Meanwhile, Hannah B is having her time with Colton. She tells Colton she's falling in love with him.
And we're all like,
okay, cool.
He does not love you back.
And he's just like, okay, thanks.
They smooch a bit. He's like, you're good. So you know what's interesting about stuff like this?
Yeah.
Nick Vile was talking about it a little bit when he had Rachel on his podcast.
Yep.
He was like, when people are telling you that and you know it's not them, you just like having to pretend like and kind of go along with that is the worst.
How do we get on Nick's podcast?
Oh my God. That'd be amazing if we had us on there.
Right?
We have to be famous.
We have to be more famous.
Yeah.
We're going to get more famous. Once we're on The Bachelorette.
As the bros.
We can't do poses.
I know, but it's how it felt.
Nick Vile, get us on.
Hit us up, baby.
Let's start a Twitter campaign. Yo. Get us on Nick Vile's podcast.
And donate to our Patreon.
Donate to our Patreon that we don't have. But yeah, so basically the rest of this group date is now just like Nicole and Anika being like, who said that? You didn't say that, I said that. Elise said it. Oh no, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Hannah B gets the group date rose.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. Why does Hannah B get the group date rose? Because she said the worst.
She said, I'm falling in love with you. And yep. He's like, well, now I'm contractually obligated to give this first rose to you.
Yep.
But you like, that's really it.
That's pretty much it. So now it's time for, oh boy, the horniest date this season.
So far. Hachimachi. Oh, yes.
Oh my God, this is so good. I hated this date, but I loved it at the same time.
Oh, this date was the worst. Because this date
was just like, it was, okay, so Colton and Cassie get on a boat, because of course they do.
Fuck boat.
They get on a fuck boat. And they go out to their to what Colton refers to as a private island. It's just a pile of sand in the middle of the ocean.
It was just a pile of sand.
And
that just happens to not have as much water on it as other piles of sand.
They get on this pile of sand, and they make out.
That's
for
it.
Like a long time.
And then when they're done making out on the sand, they're like, "Hey, do you want to go wet hump me?" Which isn't sex. in the water.
They get in the water and they continue to make out in the water. Meanwhile, this is something I pointed out a lot. Colton goes for the butt. Fast.
He goes for the butt. I remember. He went for the butt quick.
Like they're on this island making out, and immediately Colton's hands just go for the butt.
And
like,
she koalas him. So
oh God!
Quickly.
Like
I mean, it's gratuitous.
It's just boom, butt grabbed. Okay.
And they're just fucking going at it.
Yeah, and they're all just like, they're just going at it. That's it. That's this date. That's the whole date.
They just fucking go at it.
They just go at it.
Fuck.
Like okay, but like, are we, like I'm so the date continues,
yeah.
Because it's just more of this. They suck face. They stop to not eat dinner, and then they go back to Colton's room,
and she tries to tell him the hardest thing of her life,
and
which is that she isn't a virgin.
Which like she's already talked about, so like who gives a fuck?
But that's your thing.
That's her thing.
You're
well,
the
like
not virgin.
Yeah, like and then like they go back and they're like they just like sleep together, like not
essentially. No. He's like, you want to climb into this bed and make out more
in the bed
and like hard.
Yeah, like if you try to tell me that no hand stuff went on,
dude,
there was some hand stuff happening,
dude. You okay? But like, let's be for real here. Look, I've been with women.
Okay, you don't need to brag about it. All right,
I'm not saying how many. Maybe two. But
you're bragging still. This sounds to me like bragging. Two?
But it,
good for you. All right, fine. More. No, okay, no, I see how it is.
All right, welcome to Alan Moss's podcast.
No, I'm not lying to you.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
well,
I'm back.
Well, I had autonomy for a little bit, and I totally abused my power. Anyway.
Finish your bit about being with two women, Alan.
Look, I'm just saying, I've been with women. And in my time being with those women, I made out with them. And while making out with them, hands wander quickly.
Yeah!
There's no way you could convince me that you're making out that hard and your hands aren't going like, what up?
Especially when you're going for the butt that fast.
That fast. He goes for the butt so quick that he ain't a virgin.
Yeah.
He certainly ain't a butt virgin. Butt grab virgin. Butt grab virgin. You know...
Why would you say those words? Why, how dare you make me listen to those words with my own two ears? Oh.
Oh, yeah, this is what the show is for.
Oh, no.
Like, listen, if I have to listen to you making kiss sounds, it makes me vastly uncomfortable. I can say whatever I want. So that's funny juice. We haven't finished talking about this date.
Cassie gets the rose.
Cassie gets the rose.
But how could she not after they just spent, I'd say, at least 6 hours attached at the mouth?
Right. There's like, okay, so. Yo, hold on, girl.
To quote Michael.
No, go. Yeah. Let's take a break. I ain't giving you this rose, but thanks. Like, yeah. You're getting the fucking rose.
To quote Michael from The Good Place, kissing is weird. You're just smashing your food holes together. That's not what they're for.
I wish I'd watched The Good Place. That would be funnier for me. I hear good things. Okay.
It's a great show.
Bros Before Rose Nation, I will watch The Good Place.
Good. Watch The Good Place, please. It's so good.
I will.
But like, it's reached a point where when I watch people make out for long periods of time, that's exactly what I think. It's like, you're just smashing your food holes together. That's not what they're for.
That's very funny.
Yeah. But after they do that for a minimum of 6 hours, she gets a rose. And now it's time for drama. Drama. Okay. So now it's time for Nicole to go to Colton and say, hey, Anika's been bullying me.
That's what happened.
And Colton's like, what? And Nicole's like, yeah, Anika's been going around telling people that, like, I'm unstable, that I'm trying to move out of Miami. That's why I'm on this show. And then she cries because you got to get that sweet Emmy juice. But, like, it's just like...
Tears are Emmy juice.
Yeah, and Colton's like, well, bullies are wrong. I can't have bullies. Colton is basically, like, a living after-school special.
Yeah.
Like... Wait until marriage to get married. No bullies for me.
Drugs are bad.
Football.
Get good grades.
Winners don't lose. Says the guy who got, you know, fourth place on The Bachelorette. But then we just get into like the whole like back and forth of Anika, Nicole, Colton. You're lying. She's lying. Bullying. No. Bad. Yeah. To be continued.
Yes. I will say, though, in all this, Anika's a fucking bully.
Yeah. No, like, again, this all may have been lost on the editing room floor, but I don't have any strong emotions about Nicole one way or the other.
No, I know.
Other than just, like, I haven't really seen her do a whole lot, and I feel like Anika's just trying to, like, get women sent home because like she's
bully
trying
her way to being on BIP.
Like I'm kind of thinking, you know what, Anika might be a bit of a bully actually.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, she's just trying to get on BIP.
She might be.
And this basically gets Colton all angry because they're having a big old argument and he tries to settle it and walks.
Yeah,
off.
he tries to sit down with them like a counselor sitting down with two kids who are fighting.
And they just won't stop.
And they won't stop. So Colton gets mad and he just kind of like, he's just like, fuck this.
I'm done with this.
And he storms off. We get that to be continued. No rose ceremony. That's going to have to wait till next week.
I didn't get scored that week.
Huh? No, we didn't get scores for that week.
Sad.
Yeah. So that's the end of this episode. Kind of an abrupt ending, to be honest.
To be continued. What?
I'm okay with this doing it once a season kind of deal. Like,
yeah, because Nixon was ridiculous.
And Rachel's too. Rachel, we just kind of had Rose and Rose at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, that was Rachel's that it happened all the time?
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah,
like,
it happened
happened maybe like two or three times on Nick's season, but Rachel's season, it was happening like every week.
Yeah, it was
like
really
Rachel's, the finale of
it
Rachel's
was really
season.
Frustrating.
But her finale, there was still a fantasy suite date.
That's
in
right.
That.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Like, that's how much, because like, we still had to get through all of that. Like, but like, I'm okay with one of these a season. One.
Yeah.
Are we going to get another? Maybe. But, like, we'll see.
I know this.
Yeah, no, it's getting a little late for that. But that's the end of the episode.
Boom.
Boom.
We did it. First one down.
First one down. Two to go. You want to hit that play of the game?
I do.
All right. Yo, play that music.
Son?
So, Alan, what was your play of the game this episode?
My POTG. I'm giving it to Demi and the Hannahs.
Demi and the Hannahs.
Demi and the Hannahs.
Demi and the Hannahs. Yep.
They are solid, solid play for going to get burgers and fries and champagne on that group date.
Yeah.
I liked it. Thought it was a good joke. Just further cemented why I think Demi is funny.
Yeah.
And fun. And just a good contestant.
Perfect for BIP.
Perfect for BIP.
Perfect for BIP. My play of the game. Can I give my play of the game to the boat captain?
Yes.
Who brought Colton and Cassie to this island and
then just had to wait there.
And then just had to sit there? Like, props to him.
Do you think he's just sitting there just like, I could have gone to Yale?
I was in the Navy.
I was in the Navy.
This is my life now.
This is my life now. Just eating popcorn. We're miming eating popcorn.
So caramel corn.
Caramel
definitely
corn.
Caramel corn.
Caramel. Definitely that corn we get from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Shouts out Trader Joe's. Give us that money.
But just eating popcorn. Because like, you know he brought them there, like took his boat like maybe like 2 minutes away, like just far enough that he can still see them, and he just sat there for like at least 3 hours. Just
they're
like,
making out a lot.
Wow.
They're doing that all. Oh, you need me?
Time
oh,
to
no,
go back?
No,
not yet.
Oh, no, that was just you making out more? Okay.
Hey, are you... You're grabbing her butt.
Nice!
Great job, man. Boat captain gets
boat
my...
Boat captain.
The unseen hero of this episode.
I like that so much. Do you think it was the same boat captain for both boats?
No.
No.
They have different boat captains.
Boat captains. That's fair.
That's fair, yeah.
That boat captain definitely deserves an Emmy.
Yeah. All right.
But that's this episode.
That's this episode. Let's end it.
We did it.
That's one.
I'm hype.
That's one. All right. Guys, thank you for listening to Bros Before Rose. We are available on podcasts, platforms where you can download podcasts. You've already made a choice. I don't need to tell you where we're available.
You already know.
You're listening to this podcast, you know?
You did it. You won.
Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast. Check us out on our respective Twitter accounts at oldmanbeefy.
At bossmoss91.
We are also available on Instagram if you want to follow us there. Anything else?
We love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Please make sure to let us know what you think. Get in touch with us. We appreciate it. I'm Alan Moss.
I'm Alex Toy.
We did this wrong.
This has been the most
dramatic episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the worst ending.
We've done that. We've done that so much better before.
We've done that so
but
much
I'm okay
better.
With it.
It's okay. We have two more chances today.
Yeah. We'll fuck it up.
No. Discovery Channel.